a tradition like no other. It's Dink Wives Club coming into you on our 50th episode. I'm very excited, Rose. We have got a Masters-filled episode with you today. It doesn't matter if you are a golf fan or not. It's almost our year anniversary. What's the first year anniversary? Paper?
I believe paper, yeah.
Is it paper?
It's a
paper. I don't know what to do with that.
It's a paper.
It's a paper.
Honestly, I have an idea. I'm not going to tell you because I want it to be a surprise.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, we've already gotten off topic multiple times, but Rose, before we get started, one, very excited. It's our 50th episode. Thank you for following us along on this journey. And two, we've got some merch that was sent to us by, I can't pronounce his last name, but his first name is Dom. And he is a dink in real life and a dink in the art life. And you can get swag like this at dink/art.com. Pretty sure that's the website. We're going to link it either way. And thank you so much for the sweet swag. We love representing our fellow dinks in the dinks community. And yeah, check him out, dink/art.com. And he's got some trippy stuff on there. I was down a rabbit hole for a while.
I did too. It's very cool. Very cool pieces on there. And these shirts, so soft. So cozy.
So soft.
Yeah.
And I like that we match. You know how I love to match.
I do too. And I love looking at us on the two screens. I feel like we're like a blonde and a brunette bookend.
Oh, the dream. The dream. Maybe we should, that should be our merch idea. We'll be bookends for people.
Perfect.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of books, Rose.
Yes.
You know how when you age, or when people age, not that we're aging, people get weird and they like all of a sudden are like bird watchers, or they get really weirdly into puzzles. I found my thing, and it's my little library. My little library is officially mounted in the front yard. It's not fully decorated yet. It's going to match the house. It's going to be a whole thing, but I am obsessed with it. I have an inventory on my notes pad. I'm keeping track of what books are taken. 6 books went today, Rose, and I've got some bangers.
Really?
Hardback covers, very nice. And I got so excited. And Brock, he makes a little bit of fun of me, but I think he's also very excited because he did put it up for me and got it for me as a gift. But it's just, it brings me so much joy. And now I'm like, I want to have the best little library in all the land. I want like the neighbors to talk about my little library. I'm thinking I'm going to get dog treats and put a little Tupperware of dog treats in there. We're going to get Kate and Larry to donate some kids books. So it's not just all like thriller, murder your wife or murder your husband. It's more the husband because the husbands are bad.
No. Yeah, obviously that's why they die.
But I'm honestly more committed to reading because now I got to put a fresh book in there today. And I got some back stock too. So we're replenishing the shelves. So swing on by to the little library on Academy Drive in Madison. You won't be disappointed.
I love it. And I've seen photos of it. I think it's so, so cute. I can't wait till it matches your home. That's going to be adorable.
Oh, I know.
And I love the idea of a little library. One of my neighbors down the street has one. It looks very awesome. It is like a plastic, which we get so much rain here that I understand that maybe it has to be like fully sealed. Have you asked the siding guy yet if he'd be able to side your little library?
So there's two siding guys, and I like one more than the other because one of them didn't acknowledge me enough. I think he just thought that I was just the wife that doesn't make decisions.
Rude.
Which, so rude. But that was the second guy. The first guy I like more. I don't know who we're going to go with. In fact, I texted Brock today and I said, let's pull the trigger on the siding. And he responded back and said, I agree. Let's talk about it tonight. And part of me was like, we just talked about it.
That was the talk.
I just said, let's do it. Yeah. And then you do the boy things and then it happens.
Yeah.
So
I did. You are doing your part. And then you said, yes, let's do it. And then that means Brock, you do your part. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was a little confused. But the first guy, when he was like in our home, like showing us like the siding samples, I was like, and I have this little library and I'm going to need that. And I told him that this is a package deal. You're not going to do the big house without doing the little house.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it's going to be.
I'd get a little kick out of that.
I feel like it'd be great for their soch meads. Like they should get into it.
They should.
But Rose, very big episode today. What is this week's Dinktini of the Week?
This is the azalea. It is the official drink of the Masters. If I am not speaking out of turn, I do believe that is correct.
That is correct.
And it is vodka, lemonade, and grenadine. And let me tell you, I want to drink 18 of these and pass out in a tea box.
Oh, doesn't that just sound like the dream?
I mean, dream, nightmare, somewhere in between. But it tastes like summer. Kind of tastes like just all your cherry lemonade dreams come true. And I'm obsessed. I love it.
I'm obsessed with anything Masters related, as you know. I am painfully jealous of people that I've never met. I have met some people that are going to the Masters. Brock, boss, Jimmy, I know you're listening. One of these years, you're going to take us. Go ahead and take your daughter this year, big guy. But don't worry, I'm coming for you. I think we just got to get in doubles and pickleball or something, and I'm going to slide right in. But I Heather McMahon goes every single year. She wore a Masters hat the other day, and I sent you DM.
You were triggered. And I just, pretty much everything I know about the Masters, I know because of Heather McMahon. She is my pipeline to the Masters, because you and I haven't really talked about it.
No.
Obviously, it's hot on the docket now this year. But everything I know, I learned from Heather. It seems like a cool spot. I know, obviously, it's prestigious. The golf is, top tier, whatever. But they also, they have pimento cheese, which I've never had. They have a famous, egg salad. Like I said, everything I know from Heather, and it's all very niche stuff. Have you seen how inexpensive the food and drinks are at the Masters?
That's, one of their biggest things is, you get, those sandwiches are, a dollar or, $1.50. Yeah. I don't know how much the cocktail is.
I couldn't find the cocktail, but a beer is $5, which, yes, that's $5. But if you go to a concert, it could easily be 16 to 20.
Oh yeah. No, there is a thing about the food remaining very inexpensive. They always show shots of I was going to say the price tags, but what I meant to say was menu.
The menus.
But I could tell you right now, if they had these Azalea cocktails for $5, I would spend $100 on myself. And I'd be happy about it. I go into a diabetic coma.
All I know is pimento cheese, egg salad sandwiches, cheap food, green jackets, crazy long merch line, and, periodic celebrity sightings. That's all I got.
Yes. And you can't bring your phone.
Yeah, no phones. They have pay phones there.
And you can't run.
No, yeah, no running, no phones,
do
no
not
chairs.
Even think about running. No chairs. Mm-mm.
No chairs.
They sell chairs, but you can't use them.
Curious.
Well, actually, I'm somebody who bought a chair at the Ryder Cup when Brock was like, what are you going to do with that little tripod stool? And I was like, I don't know, but I have to have it. And
all the merch, you went with the tripod?
I wasn't my only piece of merch. In fact, we bought something that we didn't even know we bought. We just had so much stuff that we came home and we're like, who ordered this? It doesn't fit either of us. So it was a gift to someone. I'm not going to say who.
They're never going to know that that's what that was.
But yeah, and I'd go, if I was at the Masters, I'd get a matching Masters tripod stool and then I'd have two. But anyway, I digress. It's the most prestigious golf tournament of the year. Augusta National. They just started letting women in.
How many years ago?
Oh.
Did I just stump you on a piece of golf trivia? Honestly, I could die today.
Oh my gosh. I know. Women in as to
I'll
be
look
members.
It up.
Thank you. Gosh, you know that I don't do the fact checking. That is not my role. Well, you know what golf stands for?
Gone on left field.
I appreciate that you gave an answer. Gentlemen only, ladies forbidden.
Fuck off. I don't love that.
But look at us now. We just took over NCAA basketball. We're coming for golf.
Crushed.
Next.
We're coming for golf. We can do anything.
First time in history. They had like 4 million more viewers for the women's championship than the men's championship. But this is a golf episode.
This is golf. We won't get into that.
And I would like, I think it would be fun.
Hold the phone. Augusta didn't start letting women in as members until 2012.
Oh my gosh. I was going to say 2008. And I thought you would be flabbergasted by that. But no, it's like, I think Condoleezza Rice was one of the first members.
She was. Her and this woman named Darla Moore. Quite frankly, if you won't let me in until 2012, I don't want to be a part of your fucking club.
Women, they could go. Well, they could go as a guest, but they couldn't be members, which is crazy.
What are you too good for my money? Get out of here. Can't go to the Masters. I can't go now. I'm protesting. I will escort you there and I will protest at the gate. And please bring me an egg salad sandwich.
Okay, and if I'll toss it over the pearly gates over to you. I thought it would be fun if we did predictions on who we think is going to win.
If you supply me with the names, I can supply you with what I think.
Well, I mean, there's so many names. One, I just want to say, if Tiger Woods is ever in the field, I don't care about his rocky past. And I don't think actually the golf world cares about his rocky past either, because everybody loves Tiger.
They clearly don't.
It's fine. His wife smashed him in the face with a golf club. I feel like he got what was coming to him.
And then he crashed his car.
Are you talking about when she hit him with the face, or a couple years ago when he almost lost his leg?
I think the first one.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of the first one too, but he also almost like died a few years ago.
Didn't know. What a comeback.
He's lived
a full life, that one. I did hear that he's abstaining from sex until it's over.
Yes, he is. Because, you know, he was like a sex addict. It was his whole thing back in the day when he was married to Elin. And Phil Mickelson, who there's a little rivalry between LIV Golf and the PGA. Phil Mickelson made some comment that was like, better watch out. Those Atlanta and Florida hookers better look out when he doesn't make the cut.
Yes. I mean, it's one technique. I feel like lots of, you hear like sports people doing that, but I don't know, like, I don't know the mechanics behind it.
You don't know the mechanics of abstaining from sex?
No, I know the mechanics of that. I'm saying I don't know the...
Let me teach you something, okay, not the Rose. Not the
mechanics. It's wild. Oh, I have so many things I want to say, but I'm not going to say. What I meant to say is I don't know what the science is behind abstaining before, you know, large sporting engagements.
Got it.
Unless it's like he's afraid he's going to, you know, go off the rails and then he'd be just down in the bayou, just getting loose.
First of all, the bayou is New Orleans. This is in Georgia.
You don't think that those are close? You don't think that those are geographically somewhat close together?
They're like three states away.
Yeah, but those
are
small states.
That's like saying you live in the Rocky Mountains.
No, it's not, because we have bigger states on the West Coast. Those little states over there, you can just hippity-hop around.
You are just discounting Mississippi and Alabama. Just like that.
I'm not great at geography.
So.
Okay.
I don't know how many golfers you know, but Scotty Scheffler.
A handful.
You know Scotty Scheffler? No. World number one. He's won the Masters before. Yeah, he's like 26. He's a terrible dresser. He's boring, so I don't think you would pick him. He's favored. No. He's favored to win. Rory McIlroy, Jon Rahm, and Xander Schauffele, Brooks Koepka. Any of those ones you know?
I know Brooks Koepka because you were talking to me about him earlier in the week. And doesn't he have the wife that he met on the Instagram DMs?
Yeah, she slid into Brooks's DMs. Entertaining follow, I gotta say.
And then,
I think her name's Jenna.
Jenna. Rory McIlroy, like, I do know his name.
Yeah. Where is he from?
Scotland. Did I make that up?
It's from Ireland, the land of your people.
Shit. Oh, man. That's big time faux pas on my part. Who else you got in there?
Jordan Spieth.
Know him.
Wyndham Clark. Bryson DeChambeau. He's from Clovis. Dustin Johnson. He's married to Paulina.
Yeah, Paulina Gretzky. I know that one. I follow her. She's kind of a wild follow, too.
So if you had to pick somebody that's going to win the Masters this year, and it's also Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, you know.
Perhaps I should have crash course in this, but I do feel quite confident in my abilities as per my usual guessing standards. I'm going to say Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy.
Does he even Fowler?
He is one of my favorites. He's in
the field. I know he is. He dresses like a cute little a creamsicle.
Yeah. Yes. He's in the field. He's had a much better career this past like year or so. He had a little bit of a downer in the dump situation going. Right. He won the Rocket Mortgage tournament in Detroit last year. Mm-hmm. He is an Olympic gold medal, Leon.
Gold medal, Leon?
Yeah, it's a new term.
Nailed it.
Well, I couldn't just say he's an Olympic gold medal. He's an Olympic gold medalist. What am I trying to say? Medalist.
You're trying to say he's an Olympic gold medalist.
There are most days of the week, I think I'm illiterate, which is shocking because all I am doing out here is promoting my little library.
You are the literacy queen of Madison. But sometimes I think words are hard and sometimes they just don't flow from you. It happens.
They are not flowing today. But yes, Ricky Fowler it could be a choice. Yeah. Tom Kim, he's a sweetheart.
I don't know him.
Kurt Kitayama, the pride of Chico.
We went over this earlier. The pride of Chico is Caden Larry. but he's not that great at golf just yet. So we won't pick Caden Larry. I'm obviously, I know that I only know like the, you know, kind of more high level names because that's what I see because I'm not deep in the golf world, but I'm saying Ricky Fowler.
Oh, I love that pick. And I hope you're right.
I hope I'm right too. And I just think like Phil Mickelson, how old is he? I realize golf is, you can play that till you're basically a skeleton. He's got to be.
Mickelson is old, but last year at the, I mean, he's like early 50s. And if you win the Masters, you can play in until you die, until you can't play anymore.
You are a skeleton. You can play in the Masters till you're basically 2 feet in the grave. But up until 2012, you couldn't be a member unless you were a man. Got it. Understood. Skeletons, yes. Women, no.
That is correct. I'm glad you got it. I think I want Rory McIlroy to win. No, I want Ricky Fowler to win because I really do like him. I would be happy if Rory won because he's never won. I think I'm going to go with Brooks Koepka. Controversial pick because people, not me, call him a little bit of a douche canoe.
Oh.
And there could be some evidence towards such. But he won like 2 tournaments back to back a couple years ago. He's gone to live. He's a little controversial. And he like just won these tournaments and then like went and partied for a week and like didn't even like practice golf.
You know,
he's a little bit who I think John Daly wishes he could be.
Oh, I love
except he's not
John
Rip
Daly
and Sid. Who doesn't? John Daly's just,
I mean, he just seems like he's going to live forever because he's probably pickled.
But I'm just excited. I'm just happy to be here, Rose. Starting Thursday, I'm going to have the Masters on all the screens in the home.
Oh.
Doing, you know, as I'm working.
That's quite a commitment to screen time.
I already have my Masters outfit.
What is it?
Oh, you've seen it. It's my matching terry cloth green and yellow set.
That's a beautiful fit you have. I didn't know if there was like, you know, more to it.
No, you can't wear anything actually Masters logoed unless you've been to the Masters. I almost stole this hat from this guy in a bar in New York City. It was a very cool hat. And it, you know, the Masters logo, you would recognize it. It's very classic. Yeah. And I was like, that's a cool hat. So I took it from him. And then in a very un-Caitlin-esque move, I gave it back because I was like, I haven't been to the Masters. I haven't earned this. So I gave that frat boy his hat back and left in gracefully, one might say.
That was an error. It's not, you didn't take the green jacket. It's a hat.
I know, but if I wear that around, people are going to be like, oh, you've been to the Masters? And then I'm going to be like, no, I stole it off a frat boy in Murray Hill. That's not a cool story. Honestly, actually, it does sound like a cool story.
It is a cool story, but then that could be like a conversation starter when they're like, oh, you haven't been? That's so crazy. I have these tickets. You're so kind and sweet and wonderful and beautiful. Why don't you and your husband, it's not a trap, come to the Masters in my place. I'm not going. I have nothing to do with this. I'm not going to be there. And then you show up and you get to go to the Masters and you meet Heather McMahon and you buy all the merch and you get that weird tripod thing and you eat the egg salad sandwich and you have the azaleas and the end.
What the fuck kind of fantasy world do you think that I am living in, Rose? Because that sounds incredible. And the fact that that hasn't happened yet.
It's because you didn't take the hat.
Makes me a little sad.
I'm trying to speak it into existence.
Of all the things that I got some sticky fingers. I love a 5-finger discount.
Only of all the things that I. From an affluent bar.
Yeah, only from an affluent bar. I only steal from those bars that can afford it. But of all the things for me to suddenly get a conscious on that, what was I thinking that night?
I don't know. You weren't. Because you know what? I honestly, we're talking about this, I was like, I need to buy Caitlin a Masters hat. But now I know I can't because you have to go, apparently. Are the tickets in like a lottery?
The tickets are in a lottery and I apply every year and every year we get denied and it's a tradition like no other.
When do you start applying for the lottery?
Whenever the email comes. And
you
then
forward
and
me
it's
the
like
email
per
and I'll
household.
Apply too.
Oh, I will. Don't you
Why
worry.
Why didn't you do that? What if I won?
It was last year.
Me and you went to the Masters and we left.
Oh my gosh. We would have so much fun. You think Brock would be sad?
You know I'd be a hit at the Masters.
Oh my gosh.
All my golf facts.
All your golf facts. Wait until you start telling everybody about how mad you are that they didn't allow women in until 2012.
Oh, I'll bring a sign. I'll wear it around my neck.
They'll probably be like, ma'am, you can leave.
Ma'am, you must go.
We're actually not letting Rose Hoopers in until 2032.
Please reapply then.
Do you know how golf tournaments work? I feel like this is an educational podcast, as always.
As always. So this is what I know about golf. There's
how many
pars,
days?
There's...
Oh, we're starting bare bones.
Golf tournaments... They start on a Wednesday and they end on a
Thursday,
Sunday.
Thursday.
God damn it. I thought you said starting tomorrow. You were going to put it on the thing. Oh.
Yeah, because tomorrow's the par three, like, family day. But they do start on Thursday.
Okay, so you see how.
I appreciate that you do listen to my facts. You got a little jumbled, but you were listening. Okay.
So they're Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They're 4 days long.
Mm-hmm.
How
many holes do you play in one round?
This feels like a trap.
18 one round holes is one day.
Do they play a full 18? Or do they do 9?
They do 18.
Wow, those guys are putting in a full shift.
Yeah. 18 holes per round.
Okay.
Tell me about what's a par?
Par means that whatever the hole is rated for, I'm sure that's not the right word, but like say they think that you should be able to do that in 6, that you do it in 6.
That's exactly what a par is. There's no 6s. It goes 3 to 5.
Well, I was just a number.
I was giving you credit. 3 to 5. There's par 3, par 4, par 5, and yes, you par 5, you get in the hole. In 5 shots. What's a bogey?
Oh. A mulligan is a do-over. A bogey.
A mulligan is a do-over. They don't allow those in professional golf.
You don't see
Tiger Woods out there ripping a grounder and he's like, oh, mulligan, guys. I almost died twice. My first wife almost killed me.
But I had it coming. A bogey, is that when you make it in 3?
No, a bogey is one shot over par. So if you're supposed to get it in 5 and you get it in 6, that's a bogey.
Okay.
What's a birdie?
Well,
this is so fun for me.
The smartass parts of me wants to say, it's when you put it in the air. But I know that's not it. I'm just joking.
Okay, good.
Because it flies like a bird. I know that's not it. But then there's an eagle. Does it mean that there's like one under par?
That's a birdie.
Fuck
good
yeah.
job. And an okay. eagle is two under par.
Because it's the biggest of the birds.
Yeah, it's big feathers sometimes, Brock says. He says, oh, big feathers. And he does that when he's going for an eagle.
Nice.
And what is an ace? Besides my sister.
Is an ace a hole in one?
Oh, she's ready for the Masters, folks. She's got it right.
I can pick up facts and I can assimilate into, you know, new cultures, even though they don't want me there. Before 2012.
So when somebody is chatting at the water cooler of the quality cars and they say, yeah. Do you think Tiger Woods will make the cut? What does that mean?
That means that of the 200 people that they have in the field.
It's closer to like one-ish, 100, but you're on the right track. Of the field, yes.
Of the field. It means that they only keep a certain amount for like the, after the first round, maybe then they cut it down to a smaller amount of people.
After the second round.
Mother.
The cut. Yeah, you're very close, but it's like they try to get wherever like half. So they'll say the cut is at like two over.
Oh,
and so okay. If you have two over, you done. So it's not exactly you're even done. Just because of how it works out.
Okay.
But that is the cut.
Okay.
God, I feel like you've done pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm impressed.
And honestly, quite frankly, you're a great teacher. So pat on the back to you, my friend.
Look at this education we're bringing. And honestly, if anybody out there has fucking master's tickets that they don't have, I didn't even steal from that boy and I didn't take his master's hat. And I feel like that should be the karma that Taylor yeah. Swift talks about, that I should be able to go to the Masters.
You're going to get to the Masters.
I put it on my vision board. So it needs to happen.
I feel like my bones. It's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen this time. It's a little too late in the game. But that doesn't mean we can't make this happen.
If I got an email saying, you've been selected for the lottery, do you want to buy these tickets? I would buy them so fast. I just no hesitation. I'd buy them for all 4 days. Oh, God, just the idea. I would rather go to the Masters than put new siding on my house, which is probably equivalent to the cost.
Well,
I'd still put it on the little library, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a small job. That's pennies. Pennies on the dollar.
But, Rose, I need to segue because I did want to bring this up while it's still somewhat topical.
Okay.
And honestly, just talking about how I'm not going to be at the Masters is a real Judy Booty Blummer Summer, whatever. Judy Moody Bummer Summer.
There you go. Nailed it.
I'm telling you, I think I have brain dysfunction.
You just need a good night's sleep.
We'll see. But so last Friday, New York and the Boston area experienced an earthquake.
Yes.
It was a 4.8. Mm-hmm. And on this might be a little late coming to the party, but have you ever felt more superior to influencers, people you follow, overall general population than you did when all those little baby back bitches were talking about the earthquake? And I mean that with all due respect.
I did. So
4.8
is a walk in the park.
4.8, you're like, stuff's not even falling off the shelves.
No. The last one that we had here, that was a wild fucking ride that I thought, oh no, this is how it goes. 4.8, it's probably not even waking me up if I'm asleep.
I mean, maybe you wake up at the end, but you maybe. Usually anything in a 4, I'm like, oh, that's like nothing. Into the 6 and 7s and shit's breaking. And that's when you start. Breaking.
Things are falling down. We have problems. Four.
Remember when Nick had that one and it was like in a 7 or something and all the wine broke?
That was tragic. Tootie Moody had a tootie bummer summer. That was a big time bummer.
But it also got me thinking that, like, what do you think's the scariest type of natural disaster? Because we're from California. We're California girls.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I am some expert in Mother Nature, because when I was living in the Midwest for the first time and they test every week the tornado alarm. And I was like, what is happening? And Brock made fun of me. He was like, obviously they're testing the tornado alarm. You get an alarm for a tornado?
Yeah, they give you a heads up.
I've seen Twister. I know how it works. And I do think tornadoes are very, very scary.
I think
earthquakes are the worst.
So earthquakes are worse because you don't know that they're coming.
Yeah.
But the idea of being ran down by a twister or a hurricane really freaks me out. But I think it's because I'm not used to them.
I think that a hurricane, I feel like they give, they're like 6 weeks in advance. Like, there's a hurricane. You need to leave.
Coming through.
I made so many off-color jokes about Hurricane Katrina. Like, I'm glad I wasn't documented back then.
That's probably for the best.
I remember I made a Super Bowl t-shirt. I used to make Super Bowl shirts out of with like puff paint. I would always have these Super Bowl parties. And I made, when it was the Colts with Peyton Manning playing Drew Brees and the Saints, I made a shirt that said, and this was like a couple years after Katrina, like not enough after that it was an appropriate joke. But I made a shirt and I drew a beautiful little Drew Brees upside down in like a tree. And it said, if you thought Katrina was bad, wait until Hurricane Manning. Uh-huh. And the Colts lost. And I wonder if it was because of the karma that was coming for me. That could be my fault. Tornadoes, however, I think are spooky, but I think that's just because of Twister and Night of the Twisters with that Dylan Sewa guy. You remember him? The blonde?
Devin Sawa?
Yeah, no. I think that's his name.
Is it Devin
Sawa? I'm talking about. You know the blonde kid?
He had a bowl cut?
He was a heartthrob.
Yeah.
He was in Night of the Twisters. They had all these twisters.
I don't remember that movie. Oh.
I watched it all the time. It was Fox Family.
I didn't have cable.
No, gosh, sometimes I forget you live just isolated.
I was an isolated child.
You were an isolated child.
But I wasn't afraid of a twister because I didn't know it was an option.
But earthquakes, I don't even know how many earthquakes I've been in. It's been so many. I self-evacuated myself from my childhood home into the backyard for like our plan so many times. I remember one time it shaking and being like, I'm too tired. I'm not going to evacuate. Earthquakes were just easy breezy. I was like, this is just a rumble.
The last one that happened was in the middle of the night here. Well, the last like big one. And I remember popping up and being like, oh my God, what am I supposed to be doing? And Clint's like, stay still. I was like, I don't know.
Brock was like, what did you do? Run for a doorway? And I was like, we were told that, but strangely, we didn't do a lot. I didn't stay in a doorway.
Like, what makes the door the safest spot?
I think it's because all the drywall beam? All around. They're not beams.
Well, you have like a header over the door.
Well, you're upstairs right now. You're not going to want to stay up there.
But I was like.
In an earthquake.
And then I was obviously sleeping and I was like, where are my pants? So now I stay strapped.
But the memes about people like.
Yes.
In New York. So my sister, I'm a little jealous because I feel like she talks about the Toast podcast too much. Like she thinks they're better than us.
Oh, ace.
And I don't think she would say that, gun to her head, but I'm saying it's like, you know, if you're in a relationship and the other person's talking about their new friend at work and you're like, who is this person? Let me see. I haven't listened to the Toast, but I did. And I was like, oh, they had like a recorded or they had released an episode right after the earthquake. And I was like, I know these girls are dramatic and I think they're very funny. I've seen like, you know, the Soch or whatever. Very good. And the one girl, so I listened to that episode, it was my first one. The one girl said, she was talking about her experience in the earthquake, and she's so dramatic, which I think is fun. But yeah. She said, I tried to make a call and the phone lines were down. And when I tell you, it was giving 9/11. And I said,
that might be too much.
But then I was like, is that really what people thought was happening? Because they just don't know how to experience an earthquake.
It might be. I did think about this. Like, okay, so yeah, they didn't handle it well. I've never been in an earthquake that high up in a building.
Oh, that's true. And the buildings are shaken.
That's got to be a whole different level. But
they're not supposed to have earthquakes.
Yeah.
It was a whole other, I wanted to call them weenies and make fun of them, but honestly, it does sound a little scary.
It's a tad spooky.
We're gonna give them a good old pass. But Rose, before we close out today, we had our own March Madness.
We did.
Dink Teeny competition. And I am happy to crown the 2024 March Madness Dink Teeny Tournament Champion, the Cosmopolitan. The heavyweight champion, Cosmopolitan. Honestly, that bracket had some twists and turns. When Vodka Red Bull was in the Final Four, I was like, what's going on with America? It was coming out of the trash division, but still, I was shocked. Yeah. Wisconsin didn't show up for its old fashioned.
Ooh.
Ooh. But the Cosmopolitan, interesting. It's, you know, it's a blue blood cocktail. It's getting its flowers once again in 2024. And cheers to the Cosmopolitan.
We love to see it. We love that we were, I believe we were part of bringing it back. It brought me back at one point, and I owe it all the things.
Yes. Hats off to your UTI. And that's going to do it for us. Thank you for joining us for 50 episodes of Dink Wives Club.
Old jacket, green jacket, who gives a shit?
Remember when you said that Dr. Seuss was a Nazi and you wouldn't let me put it on social media because you were too afraid of the internet?
It was a tough week for Rose and she couldn't handle it.